Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for all of you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Aljack, an author, poet, philosopher, and musician. He's an interesting artist known for being a conscious rapper. His words move the audience to think about the illustrations he uses in his music. Reflecting on his experience as a writer and public speaker on mental and devotional health, he, through his music, paints the picture of what true perseverance should look like, inspiring his audience to claim the vision they see of themselves.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Aljack. How are you doing tonight?
Definitely stoked. Stoked to just talk about music, anything related to it.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that, man. Me too. Yeah, it's you got a cool story, so I'm here to share it with the world. So tell us a little bit about, when is your earliest memory of getting started with either writing or music or anything of the creative arts that you're involved in?
7 years old, writing poetry. Definitely inspired just by the flow of poetry.
Yeah.
And then soon thereafter, realizing that I could piece the words together to form lyrics.
Okay. What got you into poetry, you think, like as opposed to playing the guitar or the piano or something like that? What do you think it was about poetry that really struck a nerve?
Self-expression, not really having one. And I have no idea why it even panned out to be that, but not even realizing what poetry was at that time, it just turned out to be that form of expression that I needed to just know who I was at that age, even at seven.
That's awesome. What do you think, if you had a message you want to share with the world in a sentence or two, what would it be?
Right. That's all. Just write.
Yeah.
Right.
You think everyone should be writing?
I do. I think everyone should be writing, not as a hobby. It can be, but for mental health and for innovation and for creative spirit. So there's creativity in all of us, and I believe that writing can get to it in one way or another.
I totally agree with you. I'm all about the lyrics. I'm all about books, poems, all this stuff. So I totally hear your message. What do you think is your fondest memory of your family growing up, anyone who inspired you to write or sing or do music?
I would say it would be, but it has nothing to do with music at all, just drawing with my mom. My mom was always an incredible drawer, and I tried to mimic her skill. So I guess the way that she drew was sort of like a rhythm to me, and that may have transferred into a way that only I can do, is just writing, not really drawing. I guess drawing within the mind of others, not on a sheet of paper.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, man, fly.
Fly, okay. Why do you say that?
Because sometimes it's just good to get away. I guess I would hover. I would hover in the sky for who knows how long and just look down and then come back to earth whenever I felt I was decent enough.
Yeah. Okay. Is there something that you, career advice you received that you want to share with us that really resonated with you? Something that you think every young author, poet, musician should hear?
Yeah. It goes back to your team. Being in the, you know, whether it's music or writing, you get screwed over often because you put your faith into people and you believe people have your best interest, and they absolutely do not. And the best advice that I got was to get a team that loves your work more than you do.
That is awesome advice.
Yeah.
That really is. And you know what? It took me a while to realize that too, because a lot of us are indie artists. You're doing it on your own, but eventually you will need somebody.
Yes.
And even if you don't have a big label behind you or a big publicist, I think that's great advice. Find someone who loves your stuff more than you do. That's great. If you could do this all over again, is there something you would do differently?
Yeah. I guess I would put more faith into my own ability to handle my own self as opposed to believing somebody else could handle my vision for me. I would put my money into something that I could do and that could gain me connections instead of spending money for the connection, instead of putting in the hard work initially.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Is there a musician or author or poet that you could pick to be in a room alone with for like 10 minutes? Who would it be?
Forever. Musician Tupac Shakur. Yeah, just because of, you know, his mind. Just the mind of this individual was just different from everyone else.
Yeah, I definitely second that. Okay. So, Aljack, you have a blank piece of paper. How do you get started writing either a piece of music or a poem? What's your process?
Emotion. Blank piece of paper, whatever goes onto it is fueled by what I feel. And then it just goes into a process of articulating what I think I feel. And then that's just how the words just get drawn up and the image is portrayed.
I know sometimes with myself at least that it seems like for a full week or something, I'm writing like depressing songs. And then I kind of say, hey, I got to write like a party song today just for variety. Do you ever find yourself doing that? Or do you just, even if you have like 2 weeks in a row where it's all sad, you just kind of keep at it?
I keep at it. It depends on what I hear. I never go into a song intentionally wanting to write for it. I would rather the song write for me through its feeling. So it depends on absolutely what I'm hearing and what I get from the song. Like every rhythm has a message.
Sure.
And every second in that rhythm is a story that you have to paint. So I let the song paint it for me and then I start writing.
Do you have anybody that helps you paint or is it only you?
I have no. It's only me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your process of figuring out what's going to go out into the world. Obviously, like most people, you probably write several versions of something. How do you decide if a song or a poem, hey, I've written 1,000 things, this is the one I'm going to release to the world? Do you have a confidant? Like, how do you figure it out?
That's a tough one because I've listened to so many unreleased music and compared it to what was released by the artist. And I preferred the unreleased music so much more because it was just so raw and it was just real. And that's sort of what I do. I go through different transitions of this word fits, but this word would be better. And then I hear it after and then I go, I should have said this word instead. And then I edit it down and cut it down. And the more that I can get like a real feeling from my voice, from my words, that's when I know it's complete.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. Like, it's hard to put pinpoint when, but when you get that feeling like this is just it, then I release it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's interesting. I think indie artists have the opposite problem of labels where their stuff, you know, they write like 10 songs, they give it, goes to their marketing department, they do all this analysis and they say, no, this isn't good. Or of course the A&R people will initially tell them yes or no, but we have the other problem where you do so much stuff and you're trying to figure out, is this the one? And sometimes it'd be helpful to get other people's opinions too, but it's just, it's a complex web.
It is. And I do dish out my music to the people closest to me just because I don't really listen to music, which is weird. I don't really listen to music, at least modern music.
Sure.
I like to dig into I'd say 90s style rock, rap, and then classical music is what I like to listen to when I'm in the mood. So I don't really listen to music, so I give my music to people that do listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it vibes with them, sometimes I'll take their critiques and make little changes, but it really depends on the feel.
Yeah, I hear you. Tell us about this song that we're going to hear in a minute. What inspired it? What do you want us to hear from it, take from it, explain it a little bit to us?
Yeah, I wrote this song basically being a writer and writing in the realm of philosophy. There is a lot of criticism that you go through or you take and that you're expected to possibly say nothing about. But the fact that I do say something about it, I do get different sorts of messages, or I'm prevented from appearing or speaking at different places. And so this song is just a venting song of, you may be able to, you know, halt me at this point in time, but, you know, words live on. Whether it's through books or through music, the voice will carry, and the words will live on, and the generation that it is supposed to hit, it will get, you know, all of the pieces of me that it's supposed to get to make the portrait for that time, what it's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. All right, man, I'll tell you what, let's listen to your song, we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, everybody, check out All Jack. Here we go.
Pieces of me on the floor, and the more I think about it, said I would be more than all I've ever dreamed or ever wanted. You're running game like it's all eyes on, and nervous and sorry. Can take the shot, but if you drive a more refined, I will stop it. You know. Me, but my structure is even more lethal than ether. Olina, some fluorine in reach of a 3-year-old. He or she sees it, those in the degrees harder than a McLaughlin. Sydney, promise to stop when it's me topping them off when this speech evolved into stuff that you see when I'm gone. But MC, from beyond all the leaves that I write, and you smoked in my prime, but I died, and you still cannot focus. It's like genocide, and you wondering why, and you wondering if I will ever show sign of demise or return in the sky that is bright. The attire I'm dressed for war, regardless of ore. Sorry before, I said it's important, cause you were warned. I want your soul, like how you did when they begging you for. Now I can decide how your brother's exported. Slavery still there was nothing in them more. Extorted and raped, I was an orphan. I was born late, on time for disorder. That was too late cause I'm running this for her. That was too late, I'm involved and it all hurts.
Pieces,
but I gotta make it work.
On the floor, and the more I think about it, said I would be more than all I've ever dreamed or ever wanted. You're running game like it's all eyes on, and nervous and sorry. Can take the shot, but if you drive a more refined, I will stop it. You know why, you know why. 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 You know why, you know why.
I had a shot, took it and started. Took me some time, the grind never parted. Gave me a promise, work till it's on. Now I'm so far, past is disarming. And I can see how you think it's alarming. You don't know a volume or word or to start with. The meaning defined by the statement behind it. Why you so like this? If I could go back, then I would know passion. I would know all of your women, in fact. I would take all of your women and pass them through all of the sheets I assemble and sample. Dissonance, you gave it back. Your attitude isn't so rational. When I said he is an act, you should have said how and not cancel. Remember distractions are habits too, and that you need help saying what is you. And I came to vouch and I shout at you, for I put out your view, barbiton not is used. Enlivened with language, no ology, you're into why your apologies never written science proof. Anytime infused,
pieces
like I never said it or it wasn't true.
And the more I think about it, said I would be more than all I've ever dreamed or ever wanted. You're running game like it's all eyes on, and nervous and sorry. Can take the shot, but if you drive a more refined, I will stop it. You know why, you know why. 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 You know why. You know why, you know why, you know why, you know why,
Well, that was kind of a vibey, cool song, man. Thank you, LJack, for sharing that with us.
Appreciate it. You know, it's I released an album back in the summer, 21, and this next album, this is going to be on the next album. The song is definitely a different vibe. Definitely a different vibe because there's a mixture of singing and hip hop to it, which is, you know, I'm interested in this type of singing and this type of hip hop, and I feel like this is how music should sound with a message connected to it.
Yeah, I totally get you, man. How do you get people to take you seriously as a musician, as a poet, as an author? Is there some secret sauce?
I would say from everything that I've been through, I started publishing publicly back in 2017 with my books, music, maybe 4 years after. First album, 21. My first single was 2018. I would say the what draws is, I guess, the realism, just being you, promoting you, branding you, and taking the time to know who you are for somebody else to appreciate it.
I think you're right. I think I myself have wasted time making things I thought people wanted to hear or singing the way I thought people wanted me to sing. And I think as it's been my eighth year now, you kind of get into your own vocal style and your music. And I think you just need to be authentic. I think you're right.
There's just no other way. I mean, to be true to you, to your craft, or to be true to what is taken to be popular, there's just such a burden of conscience that I can't ignore and that I don't think any genuine artist should ignore.
I think you're a better person for that, man. I think a lot of, like I said, I've fallen into the trap myself. I think people do that a lot more than they are willing to admit. So I think it's good that you're true to that. So one of the questions, LJack, I like to ask everybody is about scams. So tell us about a scam that you've heard of so we don't fall into the same trap, or something you fell for, because I think a lot of people try to take advantage of indie artists.
Marketing. Like, that's the only negative experience I've ever had is with marketers and how their idea of you is not really what they believe is marketable. But again, it just goes back to you taking the initiative. And when I did put myself out there, I did find myself becoming marketable. And what's interesting is that the audience that you are wanting to engage with, there is a hidden audience that will engage with you even though you don't realize it. So the beautiful part of taking it into your own hands is that you're just letting that stream flow and you're letting the audience come to you instead of deciding what audience should come to you, which is risky, which takes more time than if you, for example, were setting up connections, that you're forming your own connections. And so it's going to take a little bit more time. The grind is going to be a little bit harder, but once you remain consistent and as consistent as you can be, you'll find support.
Yeah, I totally hear that. What was your first job ever when you were young?
Abercrombie store model.
Oh. That's awesome. Okay, tell us about that, man.
Oh my,
was it a fun experience? Was it fun and then torture? Like, what do you want to share?
It was like, okay, so the reason that I quit the job was because you have to forever be 17 or 16, so you can't really show facial hair on the floor.
Yeah.
So when I had my manager actually try to shave me, I just looked at him and said, I quit. Because it's just ridiculous. But I got invited. You know how you go into the store and then you buy something and then you get these bags with like the topless dudes on it or the girls on it?
Yeah.
I got invited to those, well, one of those photo shoots to be on their bag.
Oh man, yeah. The things we do.
Yeah, that was my first ever job.
Yeah. So tell our audience, where can they buy your stuff, stream it, socials, whatever you want to share?
Yeah, find me on Spotify, Pandora. You can Amazon, iTunes, Instagram, at Linwood Jackson Jr. You can find me on YouTube, type in LJack. Google LJack, everything about me, interviews and photos will come up, and stream the hell out of me because it's a message that is uplifting and that will inspire you to actually want to write. And if it's not quote unquote write, you will find what your writing art is just by listening.
I hear you, man. I think that's cool. So I want to thank you so much, Aljack, for being on the show tonight.
Appreciate it. It's a show about songwriting is just absolutely ridiculous to me because you don't really hear that point of view and there's really no time taken out for the songwriter, especially when you go into the stream of what is popular. Nobody writes for themselves.
Yeah, sure.
Which is insane to me. And even if you are somebody that does write music, I guess when you get to that point in time, you're still going to, you know, for the sake of the show, associate with others to help you. I just don't get that. I don't know. I just don't get it. Yeah.
It's also funny to hear people that don't write their own songs pretend they've written their own songs or their own music and talk about the inspiration behind
it
when everybody's like, wait, we know that person spent $50,000 and bought all this music and just put, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. Anyway, all right, man. Well, let's end the show on a positive note. It was great having you on tonight. I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So to any listeners out there, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your precious time with Aljack and I. And thank you for listening. I hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my instrumentals called Unsettled Tension. It's been in a few TV spots. I hope you enjoy it. Have a great night, everyone. Love you guys.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.